introduce me this him.
我就喜欢他。
我就 I like this him.
所以，这个。第一呀，是喜欢他这首诗了。
The first one is to like this him.
后来呢，爱上他。
And later on, I fell in love with her.
因为他主耶稣差来的。
Because she was sent from God.
所以，我不敢不爱她。
Because I don't dare to not love her.
一直到现在。
Up till now.
我更感谢神。
I even thank God even more.
我知道神爱我。
I know God loves me.
所以给我这么最地上来说是最完美的赏赐。
So on earth, she's the most beautiful bestowment unto me.
所以天父的爱，主耶稣的带领，真的很奇妙。
So the love from the Heavenly Father, the guidance of the Lord Jesus, is indeed very miraculous.
那没有想到我信主之后。
So beyond my expectation after I believe in
Christ. 在教会里面，我就是重视这个这首诗的里面的团契。
In the church, I put a lot of emphasis on this fellowship according to this hymn.
那我在我们真教会为了要推动团契呢，被钉十字架。
And in the true Jesus Church, in order to mobilize the fellowship, I was crucified on a cross.
但是我没有怨言。
However, I have no murmur.
我很乐意的接受。
I willingly accepted.
因为主耶稣告诉我。
Because the Lord Jesus told me.
你为这个事情你要被钉十字架，你愿意吗？
Because of this thing, you shall be crucified. Are you ready?
我很有信心，我说主啊，我愿意。
I was full of faith and I spoke to the Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm willing.
就是在祷告当中，对主这样说我愿意的时候，哇，那个圣灵，那个整个人呢，哭的不晓得变成什么人了。
In the Holy Spirit, I prayed unto the Lord and said, Lord, I'm willing, and I was drenched in my tears.
那祷告完之后
，After my prayer，
我就开始实行。
And I started to act it out.
果然被钉十字架。
Indeed, truly, I was crucified.
但是死又复活了。
But I was dead and alive again.
经过十年才复活。
I resurrected after 10 years.
复活之后啊，感谢神。
After resurrecting, thank the Lord.
这个不容易的。
This is not easy.
所以我才知道，要推动这个团契啊，真的是魔鬼最不喜欢的。
So I know that to mobilize the fellowship, it is something that the devil didn't like.
今天呢，我还是要继续啊，帮助教会推动这个团契。
Until today, I still want to help the church to mobilize fellowship.
所以说我们大家要看，因为从这几天我们学习《使徒行传》就很清楚啊。
So from these few days, we study very clearly, even from the book of Acts.
这样的话，主耶稣说：“你们，你们就藏在我的爱里面，我的喜乐就会在你们的心中。
In this way, the Lord Jesus said, "You will abide in my love, and my joy will be full in your heart."
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be full.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
我们现在看以弗所书。
Now we continue studying the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书，最后我们看一下第保罗进一步告诉我们要做光明的子女。
Paul took one step ahead to tell us to become the sons of light.
那就光明的子女当然很清楚，就是要发光为主发光。
Clearly, as children of light, we have to shine the light of God.
当我们得神的喜爱那就会为主发光。
When we receive the delight from God, then we can shine His light.
那要为主发光，要结出光明的果子来。
In order to shine the light of God, we have to bear the fruits of light.
所以第九节说，光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
Therefore, in verse 9, it says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth."
在我们做任何事情的时候
，before we start doing anything,
我们考虑这三个条件，具备三个条件要具备。
Let us prepare ourselves and get ready with these three criteria.
它才会发光。
Then we can shed the light.
第一当然是。这件事情是良善，是好事。
We evaluate that the matter we are undertaking is good.
第二，它是公义的。
Secondly, it is righteous.
公义就会在光明中。
To be righteous, we can be under the light.
再来是诚实的。
And then the truth.
那这样的话，这个就是光明的果子。
In this way, we can have the fruit of light.
一定是荣耀神的。
Then we can truly glorify God.
是主所喜悦的。
We can find favor.
所以第十节说要查验什么是主所喜悦的事。
Therefore, in verse 10 it says to find out what is acceptable to the Lord.
这善良、存钱、可喜悦的旨意啊。
The will of God is good, righteous, and true.
所以这个公义、善良、诚实，这种光明的果，就是主所喜悦的啊。
So goodness, righteousness, and truth, these are the fruit of the Spirit which the Lord likes.
所以那些暧昧无意的事情，就不要跟人家同行了啊。
Those foolish talk and everything unclean, do not walk in the darkness.
你暗中行，没有人看到，但是提起来还是可耻的啊。
Because even though you walk in darkness, nobody will tell. However, they are shameful, and you cannot come into the light.
所以十三节说啊，凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来了。
Verse 13, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light.
因为一切能显明的就是光。
For whatever makes manifest is light.
没有光，一切都看不见。
Without light, you cannot see anything.
有了光，善恶就分明了。
With the light, you can expose and discern the good and evil.
那这个光就是基督。
And this light is Jesus.
所以十四节告诉我们。
In verse 14, it tells us.
所以主说啊，你这个睡着的人啊，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督要光照你。
Therefore, in verse 14, he says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light."
睡着的人，光看不见。
Those who sleep, they cannot see the light.
一定要醒过来才可看见光。
Only those who are awake.Can see the light.
所以呢，主耶稣让我们灵魂苏醒，我们就看见光。
Therefore, the Lord will refresh our souls and nourish us so that we can see the light.
基督要光照我们。
And Christ will shine His light upon us.
那基督光照我们的时候
，When Christ shines His light upon us,
哇，那就好了。
It is so good.
看这个哥林多后书。
We turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
十七节
，verse 17。
哥林多后书三章十七节
，second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17。
十七节啊，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
十八节
，verse 18。
我们众人既敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
But we all with unveiled face beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
We are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory just as the Spirit of the Lord.
这个就是基督的光照。
This is the shining of light from
the Lord. 让我们荣上加荣，有主的荣光。
So that we can be transformed from glory to glory.
那是圣灵在我们里头啊，它的功效。
This is the effect of the Holy Spirit within our hearts.
这个就是我们要追求的。
It's something that we have to pursue.
好，看回来，以弗所书。
Coming back to the book of Ephesians.
那么第下面呢，就是要我们做行事的时候要像智慧的人，谨慎行事。
The next portion, we have to walk in wisdom.
说你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
And encourage us that we have to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
我们在基督里面要做智慧人啊，是谨慎行事。
In Christ, we have to pay attention at what we walk at, and we have to be wise.
那智慧人第一个就是爱惜光阴。
A wise person, firstly, will pay attention to time.
因为时间就是我们的生命。
You will seize the time because the days are our lives.
我们这个活在世上的这个生命啊，肉体的生命是很有限的，太短太少了，所以你不能浪费掉。
This fleshly life that we live on earth are very temporary and very few, so we cannot waste them.
把握每一天神所赐给我们的，好好的善用它。
We seize on to every opportunity that the Lord gives us every day.
好，二十七节说不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Verse 17 here it says, "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is."
如果不明白主的旨意啊，就会变成糊涂人，像扫罗一样。
If we don't understand the will of the Lord, then we can become unwise, just like Saul.
所以神就不喜欢他。
So the Lord does not take delight in him.
十八节说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Verse 18, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
如果醉酒就糊涂了。
When you're filled too much with wine,、then you are unwise.
那被圣灵充满了，就聪明了。
But be filled with the Holy Spirit,、you will be knowledgeable.
就会明白主的旨意。
You will be prudent to discern the will of the Lord.
并且呢，好、十九节说。
And even in verse 19,
靠着圣灵呢，就能用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，可唱心和赞美主。
Relying on the Holy Spirit, we can speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
这个是蒙神所悦纳的侍奉。
This is a servitude that is acceptable in God.
因为是圣灵啊，代替我们的。
Because the Holy Spirit takes charge over us.
二十节说。
Verse 20.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
天父啊，会喜欢我们的感谢。
Heavenly Father delights in our praise.
是因为主耶稣基督的名。
Our giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣箴言就说，义人的祷告啊，蒙神垂听啊，但罪人呢、的祷告，神是不听的。
Therefore, in Proverbs it says, "The Lord, the prayer of the righteous is very effective, but the prayer of sinners, the Lord does not delight."
在基督里面，我们就是义人。
In Christ, we are righteous people.
披戴基督，我们就是义人。
When we put on Christ, we are those who are righteous.
所以凡事都要懂得靠主耶稣，奉主的名。
So in everything, we can rely on the Lord Jesus and with His name.
这样的颂赞感谢，天父才会悦纳。
Giving thanks and praising unto Him in this way would be acceptable in Heavenly Father.
二十一节说，当存敬畏基督的心。
Verse 21, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord.
彼此顺服。
Submitting to one another.
这个就是团契。
This is fellowship.
因为在团契里头啊，主同在。
Because within the fellowship, the Lord is there.
我们无论在什么地方，两三个人奉主的名聚会。
Wherever we are, two or three persons gathered together in the name of the Lord.
那种聚会就是团契。
That gathering is called a fellowship.
主就在我们中间。
The Lord is among us.
我们都存敬畏主的心。
We all have the fear of God in our hearts.
彼此团契，这个彼此顺服就彼此团契。
Submitting to one another, meaning fellowshipping with one another.
这个就是主所喜悦的啊。
This is in favor with the Lord.
好，那这个是我们在个人灵修生活上要追求的目标。
This is a goal by which we have to pursue after in our spiritual cultivation.
好，那接下来保罗提到家庭的生活。
The next points are referring to a family life.
那这个家庭的生活。
This family life.
第一就是夫妻。
First refers to husband and wife.
夫妻是建立家庭的基础。
Husband and wives are the foundation of the establishment of a marriage.
那这个根基啊，一定要很坚固。
The foundation have to be very strong.
然后才能建立一个荣神得神喜悦的蒙福的家庭。
Only then can a family be established to glorify the name of God.
那这个道理我们应该是很熟悉的。
We obviously know very much about this teaching.
夫妻的关系要正确。
The relationship between husband and wife have to be correct.
要根据基督跟教会的关系来建立。
It has to be established according to the relationship of Christ and the church.
不要用世界的观念。
Do not use the teachings of the world.
在基督里面的夫妻关系。
The relationship of husband and wife in the Lord.
一定要用基督跟教会的关系。
We have to use the principles of Christ and the church.
那这样建立起来的家庭。
This type of family.
就是非常坚固，而且是蒙福的家庭。
Will be very steadfast and full of blessings.
我们参考这个彼得前书第三章。
Now we refer to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
第三章彼得也重视这个说做妻子的啊。第一节说，做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
Peter also paid great emphasis about this point. For example, in chapter 3, verse 1, wives likewise be submissive to your own husbands.
如果有不信从道理的丈夫呢，他虽然不听道，也可以被妻子的品性感化过来。
That even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives.
那是因为啊，这个妻子有敬畏主耶稣的心。
It is all because the wife have a fearful heart to the Lord Jesus.
有基督的表现。
The wife have the aroma of Christ.
顺服基督的表现。
To submit to Christ.
好，那么第七节说。
And in verse 7 it says.
做丈夫的要按情理啊，要和妻子同住。
Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding.
因为啊，他比你软弱。
Because the wife is weaker, a weaker vessel.
她也是与你一同承受生命之恩的。
The wife is a heir together, of the grace of life.
所以要敬重她。
Therefore, you have to honor her.
这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
In this way, your prayers may not be hindered.
所以这样夫妻两个人的祷告就没有阻碍了。
In this way, the prayers made by the couple will not be hindered.
那这个家庭一定是蒙福的。
In this way, the family will be blessed.
所以我们的家庭一定要夫妻两个人顺服啊，啊，这个圣经的教训。
So all our families have to submit to the teachings of the Bible.
这个是最完美的夫妻的关系。
This is the most perfect relationship a couple would have.
最幸福美满的。
The most happiest and the most joyful.
感谢神，我因为啊来认识主耶稣，同时呢。也主耶稣赐给我啊，这个我的另一半。
I thank the Lord that because of coming to believe in Christ, and at the same time, He gave me my other half.
所以我的婚姻关系啊，可以说是主耶稣帮我建立的。
So the foundation of my marriage, I can say that the Lord established it Himself.
所以我呢，很能体会这个圣经的教训。
So I can truly experience the teachings here.
妻子的软弱就是我的软弱。
The weakness of the wife is my weakness.
是我要负责的。
I have to be responsible for that.
只要我能够负担。
As long as I can bear.
主耶稣担当我们一切的软弱。
The Lord Jesus will bear all our weaknesses.
我们就刚强了。
Then we can be strong.
所以啊，这个道理很简单。
So the teaching here is very simple.
啊，感谢神。
Thank God.
所以我就快乐了。
In this way, I'm happy.
那这样的话，我们啊。祷告就没有阻碍。
If we can practice this, then our prayers will not be hindered.
感谢神，神的恩典，神的福气就在我们家庭里头。
So we thank God that the grace of God and His blessings will be bestowed in our family.
所以就是夫妻呀、啊、很重要。
So we say the relationship between a couple is very important.
看回来以弗所书。
Looking back at the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Book of Ephesians.
主耶稣他爱教会，为教会舍己。
The Lord Jesus loved the church and died for the church.
好，那二十六节说他要用水界的道把教会洗干净。
Verse 26 says he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
所以教会要干净，要成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
The church shall be sanctified without blemish. 啊，
水洗还要道洗。
The church has to undergo cleansing by water and by the word.
所以我们要接受道理的更新。
So we are being renewed by the word.
就会成为圣洁没有瑕疵的。
In this way, we can be sanctified without any blemish.
那主耶稣是要用道来更新我们。
The Lord Jesus shall use the words to replenish us.
要成为一个荣耀的教会，献给自己。
He will present the whole church as a glorious church.
所以今天圣灵在我们里头，就是要借着。真理借着神的道来使我们圣洁没有瑕疵。
Therefore, today we have the Holy Spirit within us that through the word, through the truth, He can make us be renewed without blemish.
那这个荣耀的教会啊，说没有玷污、皱纹等类的病。
This glorious church will have no spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
是很健康的。
He is very healthy.
丈夫要像基督爱教会这样来爱自己的妻子。
Husbands also ought to love their own wives, just as Christ loved the church.
保养顾惜，使她永远青春美丽。
To love and preserve her so that she can be evergreen all the days of her life.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们小孩子呢都对他妈妈说：“祝妈妈永远青春美丽。”
My children they wish their mom saying, "We wish you a beautiful and." Beautiful and evergreen, always.
对我小孩只有一句话。
And I have a word for my children.
凡事让妈妈高兴， 就可以了。
In everything you make your mother happy, that is all.
高兴才会漂亮。
If she's happy, she will become pretty.
永远漂亮。
She can be pretty all the time.
我最怕她不高兴。
I'm so scared that she is unhappy.
我说你为什么不高兴啊？要高兴。
I ask her, why are you unhappy? You have to be happy.
无论如何要高兴。
In any circumstance, you have to be happy.
什么都没有关系。
Everything else doesn't matter.
高兴就好。
If you're happy, that's good enough.
一笑了，我就漂亮了嘛。
If she smiles, oh, then she's pretty already.
真的是这样。
It's true.
所以主耶稣赐给我们这个，真的要让我们享受这种快乐啊。
So the Lord Jesus indeed gave us this type of blessing to enjoy.
主耶稣跟我们的关系呢，就是这样。
The Lord's relationship with us is likewise.
他不愿意看到我们愁眉苦脸。
He doesn't want to see us frown all the days.
他要看到我们笑了，高兴。
He wants to see us smile in happiness.
我们高兴，他就高兴。
When we smile in happiness, he's happy.
所以，保罗说，要高兴，要喜乐，要喜乐。
The Paul said, rejoice, rejoice.
他在监牢里面说，我告诉大大的喜乐。你看主耶稣说，对啊，就是这样，我高兴你。
When he was in prison, he said, I rejoice in the Lord. And the Lord Jesus said, yeah, this is the way you should be.
不管怎么样，要高兴，要喜乐。
Whatever that happens, I have to be happy.
主耶稣高兴。
Then the Lord Jesus will be happy.
那么第六章，第六章。
And then in chapter 6.
第六章这个是儿女、父母跟儿女的关系。
This is the relationship between parents and children.
让儿女呢从小听从父母。
So that the children will obey their parents since young.
在主里听从父母。
In the Lord.
因为是用主的教训来养育他们。
Because we use the teachings from the Lord to educate them.
所以我们做父母的要懂得，这个儿女啊是神的儿女。
So we have to know as parents that our children are God's children.
他要听从主。
They have to listen to the Lord.
就是那我们用主的教训来教养育他。
So let us use the words of the Lord to teach them.
这个关系呢要弄清楚。
We have to know this relationship very well.
一般的世人是以父亲对待儿女。
For many people in the world, the father have the most authority to treat the children.
很难教养。
So the children are very difficult.
所以现在很多父母都反正让他自由最好。我不愿意教了，其实也没有办法教，所以只有放任。
A lot of parents let the children go anywhere.Anyhow they want, because they have no method of teaching.
但是我们要知道，我们的儿女啊，一旦受洗了，是神的儿女。
But we have to understand, once our children have been baptized, they are the children of God.
我们是受托付啊，来照顾的。
We are only as stewards taking care of them.
所以什么事情要跟神讲
？In every matter, we have to talk to the Lord.
他会顺从主的。
They will submit to the Lord.
我对我的孩子是这样的。
And this is the way I treat my children.
如果他有什么事情，我会跟天父讲。
Even if what difficulties they face, I speak to the Lord. Speak to Jesus.
这是你的孩子啊。
This is your children.
他现在有这些困难。
Now they're experiencing this.
他现在有这些软弱。
They're weak in this aspect.
那怎么办
？What should I do？
那告诉我们的小孩要跟他讲。
And tell our children to speak to the Lord.
你有软弱，要跟天父讲。
You have weaknesses.Speak to the Lord.
好，爸爸只是帮你祷告而已。
I as a father only help you to pray.
你有什么错误要向天父悔改
？In whatever thing that you have wronged, the heavenly Father, you have to repent to Him.
爸爸帮你祷告。
I as a father will pray for you.
天父一定会饶恕你的。
The heavenly Father will have mercy on you.
他就会喜悦你嘛。
He will take delight in you.
你要得天父的喜悦。
You have to gain the favor of Him.
父母一定会喜欢你的。
Parents will always like you.
所以我们今天对儿女是这样的。
Today this is our attitude to our children.
这个就是家庭的关系。
This is the relationship in a family.
今天如果不是用主耶稣跟教会的关系。
Today if we don't see the relationship between Christ and the church.
那你看现在怎么去教育儿女啊？真的很困难啊。
Ask yourself then, how are you going to educate your children? It is very difficult.
所以做父亲的一定要不要惹儿女的气。
So as a father, let us not provoke our children to wrath.
这个是为什么会惹儿女的气？
Why do we provoke our children to wrath?
因为我们凭血气，没有不尊重主耶稣。
Because we do not honor the Lord Jesus, but rely on our fleshly desires.
好，那这样就不好了。
In this way, we cannot succeed.
我们要尊重主。
We have to honor the Lord.
然后呢，按照主的教训来警戒或者养育他。
And bring them up and admonish them in the Lord.
那主就会带领他。
Then the Lord will guide them.
所以我在我孩子身上看到说，天父真的爱他，爱到那样，我们都没有办法这样爱他。天父就是这样爱他。
So on my children themselves, I saw the love of God in them. Even parents cannot shower them with that kind of love.
我在我孩子身上看到说，天父在爱他的儿女是怎么样的爱法。
When I witness the love of God in my children, I can understand what is the love of the Heavenly Father.
真的，我们会感受到。天父真的太爱人了。
We truly can understand the Heavenly Father love man.
真的超过父母所能的。
Transcending all types of parental love.
我们都没有想到那么多。
Even we cannot stretch our brains.
天父早就想好，早就预备好。
But the Heavenly Father have prepared everything in advance.
超过我们所求所想的。
Beyond our expectations and our requests.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
好，那接下来第五节，第六章第五节。
And next in chapter 6, verse 5.
到第九节这一段。
Verse 5 to verse 9.
这一段很宝贵，我认为这个是我们的信仰生活化的最好的教训。
These are very precious teachings. I think this serves as a reminder for every one of us in our journey of faith.
我们的信仰应该表现在我们的生活上。
Our faith should be demonstrated in our daily lives.
作为这个做仆人的
Therefore, as bond servants,
要有这种敬畏神的心
we have to have the fear of the Lord in our hearts.
那他就会生活得很快乐
Only then can they lead a happy life.
他就会生活得很尊荣
They can live an honorable life.
不然的话，做人的仆人呢，好像哇，很卑微
Otherwise, you will feel very lowly becoming the servant of
others. 所以一个信主的仆人，在基督里面的仆人
So a servant within the Lord in Christ.
其实今天我们多是。
Actually, we all are.
应当怎么样来过我们的生活
？How are we supposed to lead our lives?
说要惧怕战惊，这个就是敬畏神的心。
With fear and trembling, meaning we have the fear of the Lord in our hearts.
用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人。
In the sincerity of heart, we will be subject to our masters.
好像听从基督一样。
Just as to Christ.
所以今天呢，我们是服侍主耶稣基督的。
Therefore, today we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主就是耶稣基督。
Our Master is Jesus Christ.
但是这种要表现在服侍肉身的主人上面。
But this we have to demonstrate in how we serve our earthly masters.
所以当仆人在服侍主人的时候，就像在服侍主耶稣基督一样。
So the way in which a servant serves their master is the same way they serve the Lord Jesus.
所以不是在眼前侍奉而已。
You don't only serve with eye service.
也不是存心要讨人的喜欢。
Not only to please man.
所以要叫做基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意啊，来服侍主。
He's calling all bond servants of Christ to do the will of God from their heart.
甘心的侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。
With good will doing the service as to the Lord, not to men.
因为我们晓得。
Because we understand.
我们所行的善事，这一切啊，不管是为奴的也好，做主的也好，都按着我们所行的得主的赏赐。
Knowing that whatever good things that anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or a free man.
如果我们的每一个弟兄姐妹都有这样的信心
，If every brother and sister have this kind of understanding,
你看我们的生活就很有价值。
Then you will find meaning in your life.
我们一切所做的都会得主的赏赐。
In everything that we do, we will be blessed by God.
所以我常常感受到，摩西的妈妈很有福气。
So I often feel that the mother of Moses is very blessed.
你看他经过这个过程，把孩子丢到河里头去啊，被捡起来了，成为法老女儿的儿子。
She went through this process where she had to let her children be let down in a river, and then the child will become the son of Pharaoh.
失去了儿子，又得回了自己的儿子。
She lost the son and then received him back.
然后呢，养育他，从法老女儿得到公家。
And then she brought her up getting some wages from the daughter of Pharaoh.
她的角色转变了。
The role of the mother has changed.
现在她是保姆。
At one point, she was the guardian.
她可以从主人那边得到工价。
She could receive wages from the Lord.
那我们的劳苦就不徒然了。
Then the, all her works become meaningful.
所以今天做父母的要这样来养育自己的儿女。
So today all parents have to raise up their children in this way.
要从主得到赏赐。
To receive reward from the Lord.
这个双倍的福气啊。
This is a double blessing.
这个是我们应该要了解的。
This is something that we have to understand.
所以我们将我们的信仰真正进入我们的生活里头去。
Let us put our faith totally and realistically into our lives.
不但得神的喜悦。
Not only can we receive delight
from God, 也会得人的喜悦。
We can please man.
非常荣耀神的。
It's very glorious to God.
我们有一些弟兄姐妹是这样子。
We do have some brothers and sisters who are.
他在上班的地方啊，就是这样过这样的生活。
In their workplace, they live such a life.
神就给他聪明智慧。
Then the Lord bestow upon them.
超越那些其他的同事。
Prudence and and wisdom over all the other colleagues.
有一位执事啊，他在。铁路局上班。
There is one deacon who work in a railway department.
台湾刚刚啊引进现在的那个，以前叫国光号啊，那个是不是国光号是，莒光号，莒光号。那个莒光号刚进去，哇，真的是最好的。
The railway system has been established.
他就是在修，在做那种工作。
He was working with that project.
那个车子的机器坏掉。
So one day the engine broke down.
没人会修理。
Nobody can do it.
他也不是专，他当然也不会啊。
He wasn't an expert. Of course, he cannot repair it.
但是很奇妙。
But amazingly,
神就给他智慧。
God gave him the wisdom.
你摸摸了，你摸摸好了。
He touched here and touched there, and then out of a sudden, it's fixed.
那这个执事呢？他在那里上班。
So this deacon was working over there.
他就是用这样的信心在做工作。
He used this type of faith to work.
所以得到同事啊，所有在这些主管啊，哇，都很尊重他。
So he received honor and favor from all the colleagues and the supervisors.
感谢神。
We thank God.
非常荣耀神。
He glorified the name of
God. 所以呢，主耶稣的名就在那他服务的地方，真的得到荣耀。
Therefore, the name of Jesus has been glorified in his workplace.
所以今天我们的信仰一定要进入到我们的生活，从家庭开始，怎么对待我们的儿女。
So today, our faith have to come into our daily lives, starting from our family,
how we treat our
children, and how do we relate with our spouse.
这个做起。
We start from this point.
然后到社会上去，一样的。
Then we come into the society, it will be the same.
一定能够荣耀神。
Then we can glorify God.
得到神的喜爱。
Receiving love from Him.
这里就是让从主那边得到赏赐，我们一切所行的就不落空。
If we receive the reward from God in everything that we do, everything will amount to much.
所以我常常不喜欢说，哎呀，到教会做圣工，回家就是做好像世界的工。
I often do not like coming to church, working for the sacred work in the church, and then going back doing some worldly work.
这样二分法实在是不好的。
Dividing myself in these two ways is not good.
其实不是这样。
Actually, it's not like this.
不管在家里、在社会、在教会，都一样的服侍主，从主得到赏赐。
Whether it is in the family, in the church, or in the society, we serve in the same way. We get the same reward from the Lord.
所以有弟兄姐妹说：“哎呀，你当传道真好。”啊，都专心服侍主啊，多赏赐。
So many brothers and sisters told me that how good it is that you are a preacher, you can concentrate full time for the Lord.
啊，我们一天到晚忙世界的事情，哎呀，真是虚空。
It's truly meaningless for us to run about working worldly matters.
我说不错，不对。
I said that's incorrect.
你在基督里面，哪里会在世界
？In Christ, you're not in the world.
你今天在基督里面过生活的。
You are living your life in Christ.
世界是在基督外面的。
The world is outside Christ.
你要在基督里面过你的生活。
You have to live your life in Christ.
一样，你跟当传道一样。
Then you can be like a preacher.
一直在基督里面。
Because you are in Christ.
我们一切所做的都是服侍主为主做的。
In everything that we do it as to the Lord, serving Him.
这样你就会快乐。
In this way you can
be happy. 你会得到主的赏赐。
You will receive the reward from God.
那么那些。 主人呢、啊、给你的那些薪水啊，啊，那个工价 啊，感谢神，那个是多余的。
And all those salary and wages that your masters give you, we thank the Lord, those are excess.
所以你升官也好，啊，降下也好，没关系的。
So whether you are promoted to be an official or you are lowered down, it's okay.
雅各书说你得到了，升高了，那也要感谢。
The book of James said, if you are lifted up, you have to give thanks.
那你降下了，你也要感谢。
You are lowered down, you have to give thanks too.
因为真正的赏赐是从主来的。
Because the true reward comes from God.
那个才是我们要得着的。
That is the one that we are pursuing
after. 不管你在什么地方。
So wherever you are.
要以我们这样的信仰来过我们的生活。
We have to live our faith out like this.
我们的人生一切所行就不落空。
Everything that we do in our lives will be meaningful.
很有价值。
Then they will be very valuable.
这样的人生才是真正最美的人生。
This type of life is a beautiful life.
好，那最后一段就是告诉我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
The last portion here refers to how we have to put on the whole armor of God.
保罗为了让我们明白这种信仰的生活是一个征战的生活。
Paul wants us to understand that this type of faith in our lives is a life of war.
所以他就用这样的比喻啊来说明。
Therefore, he used such a parable to relate.
首先要说他还有末了的话，那是最重要的啦。
Here there are some words.
我们在信仰上、信仰的生活上，要能够真正遵行神的旨意。
In our life of faith, we have to truly submit to the will of God.
来完成神的旨意。
To accomplish the will of God.
那就要靠这个了。
Then we have to rely on these.
就是我们要战胜我们的仇敌。
In order to overcome our enemy.
那要战胜仇敌啊，不是靠我们人啊。
To overcome our enemy, we don't rely on ourselves.
首先，他要我们依靠靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
First, we have to rely on the power of God to become a strong man.
这个是信心，先要有这个坚强的信心。
This is referring to our faith. We have to have a strong faith.
然后呢，穿上神的武装。
And then we put on the whole armor of God.
全副的武装。
Put the whole armor.
就可以抵挡仇敌魔鬼。
Then we may be able to stand against the devil.
这个是这场征战一定要大胜。
We have to overcome in this war.
那我们在作战的对象啊，这个就是魔鬼。
The opponent, our enemy, is the devil.
不是跟属血气的征战。
We're not wrestling against flesh and blood.
所以我们不要跟人征战。
So do not fight with men.
信主以后，在基督里面，不要跟人征战。
After we believe in Christ in the church, do not fight with men.
要爱仇敌。
We have to love our enemies.
对付魔鬼。
Deal with the devil.
这样我们才会成功。
In this way, we can succeed.
如果我们看不到魔鬼，我们变成对付人，那我们就中计了。
If we cannot see the devil, we deal with men, then we are entrapped.
不要中魔鬼的诡计。
Do not be trapped by the wiles of the devil.
所以有一些来信主，家里人还没有信啊，回去会受到逼迫。
There are some members who have come to believe in Christ, but their other family members have persecuted them.
但我们就会告诉他，这个没有关系的。
We will encourage them by saying it's all right.
不是父母对你不好，不是家人对你不好。
It's not that your family members or your parents are treating you unwell.
那就出于撒旦了。
Because all these come from the devil.
要祷告，祷告。借祷告胜过这个撒旦。
You have to pray and conquer this devil.
只要撒旦退去了
，When the devil departs，
父母爱儿女就是正常的。
It is only normal for parents to love their children.
现在他好像要置你于死地，这今天是我就跟你怎么样
？At this point, they are putting you to a dead end. If you believe in Christ,
你不要被吓到了。
Don't be scared.
父母不会说这种话的。
Parents will never say these words.
那个是撒旦的话。
That is words from the devil.
不要听他的。
Don't listen to that.
祷告赶走他。
Pray and cast him away.
就很容易就得胜。
In this way, you can conquer easily.
父母撒旦做了，他爱儿女呀，他看到我孩子心里说很好啊。
When the devil departs, the parents will realize, I love my children. It's good for you to believe in Jesus.
更爱他。
I love you all the more.
这样才是对的。
This is correct.
我们看了很多都是这样子。
We see a lot of examples like this.
所以当一个人来信的时候，家里反对的时候，我们就要好好的。他告诉他这个秘诀。
So when a person comes to believe in Christ and the family obstructs them, we have to tell them the secret.
千万不能看哦， 跟输血气的就敌对起来了。
Do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
这样就中魔鬼的诡计了。
In this way, we are entrapped by the devil's tricks.
这个是保罗特别提醒我们。
This is something that Paul specially reminded us.
那这个魔鬼，你看他，我们的要认识他，这个他是我们的仇敌啊，我们要跟他征战，我们要对他要认识。
This devil is our enemy. We are wrestling against him, so we have to understand him.
他是执政的、掌权的、管辖这个幽暗世界的。
He is the power and rulers of this darkness of this age.
主耶稣说他是世界的王。
The Lord Jesus said he is the king of the world.
因为世界从亚当犯罪以后就落在他的手中了。
Because the world is subject to him as soon as Adam has fallen into sin.
全世界都伏在他的权下。
The whole world is in his dominion.
然后呢，他是天空属灵气的恶魔。
And then he is also the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places.
他是属灵气的。
He is in the spirit.
而且是运行在天空啊。
He is moving about in the spiritual realm.
那今天我们在地上啊。
But today we are on earth.
你看，魔鬼在哪里
？Where is the devil？
所以有些人说，那里有鬼，那里哪里乱讲。
So some people say, here's the devil, there's he's over there. Oh, it's all
他在空中运行啊。
He's all over the place.
啊，今天简单讲的哦，有空气的地方就是魔鬼运行的地方啊。
Simply put in words, wherever there is air, there is a devil.
这个天空就是这个大气层嘛。
This air is the whole atmosphere.
天上它不能上去了。魔鬼不能上去。
The devil cannot arise to heaven.
他已经被打下来了。
He has been put down.
那现在在地面上，就是在天空运行。
So above the earth, which is the whole atmosphere, he is there.
那我们就知道我们要怎么样去跟他作战。
So we have to understand how are we going to wrestle against him.
所以主耶稣差门徒出去的时候
，So when the Lord Jesus sent his disciples out,
说我差你们去，好像羊进入狼群。
He said, I send you out as if you are sheep among wolves.
那该怎么办?
So what should they do?
所以羊进入狼群，你看这个多危险啊。
As a sheep among wolves, you see how dangerous that is.
所以今天呢，我们一定要有全副的军装。
So today we have to put on the whole armor.
依赖主的大能大力。
Relying on the great power and might of the Lord.
我们就可以抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
Then we can withstand everything that comes from the devil.
所以十三节他说
，In verse 13 it says,
要拿起神的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌。
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
并且呢，成就了一切，还能站立得住。
And having done all to stand,
不但能胜过我们的仇敌撒旦的这个阻挡。
Not only can we go through the obstructions of our enemy, which is the devil.
我们还能完成神的旨意，神的让我们做的工作。
We can accomplish every will from the Lord, all our tasks.
并且我们所信的道也守住了。
And we have to keep our faith.
那可以安然坚持。
That way we can see the Lord in boldness.
得到公义的冠冕，像保罗一样。
Receiving the crown of righteousness, just as Paul.
所以下面就告诉我们怎么穿上这个军装。
And then the following will tell us how to put on this armor.
十四节说要站稳啊。
In verse 14, to stand.
这是第十节所说的刚强。
This is referring to verse 10, to be strong.
这个是信心刚强。
We have to be strong in our faith.
然后呢，用真理当作带子束腰。
And then girding our waist with truth.
这个真理呀，也就是。诚实公义的心
This truth is actually a righteous and sincere heart.
我们做什么事情我们存心都是实实在在的
In whatever we do we are very honest and plain.
不要有一点虚谎
Do not be hypocritical.
前面说不要给魔鬼留地步
And don't leave a foothold for the devil.
这个是一定很重要的
This is very important.
很实在所以主耶稣说话说我实实在在告诉你们
We're very realistic in everything, just as the Lord Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you.
那这个这样存这样的心束腰
Having this kind of heart, we gird ourselves.
那就很有力量
Then we can have a power.
因为真实的话都是不是不打空气的，但每一句话都是很有力量
Every honest word, we're not beating against the air, it carries weight.
好，那第二就是公义做护心镜做胸。
Secondly, putting on the breastplate of righteousness.
公义就是光明的。
To be righteous 心胸光明的 means our heart is in the light.
所以有一句话说，啊，不做亏心事啊，你就是半夜鬼来敲门都不怕。
There's a saying that says if we don't do something shameful, even if the devil knock on your door in midnight, you're not afraid.
光明的果子，诚实有公义。
The fruit of the light is righteousness.
所以义人壮胆像狮子，罪人啊，没有人追赶他也会逃跑。
The righteous man is as bold as a lion. However, if a sinner, even if there's no one rushing after him, he will run.
这样的我们就壮胆像狮子了。具备这样，我们就壮胆像狮子。
In this way, we can be bold as a lion.
然后呢，第十五节说。
And then in verse 15, it says.
还要用和平的福音当作预备走路的鞋子穿在脚上。
And then we have to put on, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
因为这个全地啊，这个是魔鬼的地盘。
Because the whole earth is the territory of the devil.
所以很多蝎子啊、蛇啊，很多躲在地底下。
Therefore, there are some, there are unclean animals, snakes hiding under the ground.
我们走路很危险的。
It's very dangerous for us to walk.
但是你穿上平安的福音鞋
，But when we put on our feet the gospel of peace,
就没有问题了。
Then we'll be fine.
蝎子你就可以把它踏死。
We can step on any dangerous animals.
奉主的名赶鬼。
In the name of Jesus, I cast
the devil. 平安的福音
the gospel of peace.
所以今天呢，我们要穿上这个平安的福音鞋。
So today we have to put on this shoe of the gospel of peace.
到那里，只要把这个平安的福音呢，带着。
Wherever we go, we have to bring this gospel of peace.
穿在脚上，我们走到哪里，福音就到哪里。
Put on our feet. Wherever we go to, the gospel is there.
所以说，我们刚。前面有提到啊，使徒行传说，个人布道，每个人都是要穿上这个平安的福音鞋。
Therefore, just as have been mentioned in the book of Acts, personal evangelism means you have everyone have to bring the gospel of peace everywhere they go.
就可以得胜我们的仇敌。
Then we can overcome our enemy.
那第十六节说。
In verse 16 says.
是，然后此外呢，又要拿起这个信德的藤牌，可以灭尽恶者的火箭。
Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
这个信德就是我们的信心啊。
The shield of faith is our faith.
哦，信心的有行为的表现。
Faith accompanied with works.
我们的信心是实在的。
Our faith is real.
我们是遵行神的旨意的。
We keep and observe the will of God.
我们没有做亏心事情的。
We do not perform any shameless deeds.
只要是这样子，你就不用担心。
If we are like that, then we don't have to worry.
我们良心对得起主。
We are clear in our conscience to God.
任何的什么毁谤啦、重伤啦、什么冤枉啦，都挡回去。
All the comments, all the attacks, all those words of blasphemes, we can hit them away.
那个火箭里面，箭就要射穿心的。这个箭一来就是要穿心。
The fiery darts they will hit in directly into your heart.
这个藤牌挡住了。
But this shield shall shield all of them away.
问你，保罗说：“你们的论断，我都当作极小的事情，挡回去了。”
Paul said, "Even if you judge me, I do not take it as anything. I shield it away."
我自己也不论断自己。
I also do not judge myself.
因为一切的事情主都知道。
Because in everything the Lord knows.
所以今天我们只要有这种信德，有这样的信心。
So today if we have this type of faith.
判断一切的事情是主。
The great judge is the Lord.
因为唯有他知道人的心。
Because only he knows every man's heart.
所以呢，碰到这些事情你不要紧张。
So when you meet with all these kind of trials, don't be nervous.
人家的攻击啊，诽谤啊，或者说那些重伤的话。
People attack you with hurtful words, blaspheme you with evil things, then do not be afraid.
主耶稣说，如果你是为我的名、为神的道、为神的国，那你就要高兴了，你要高兴。
The Lord Jesus said, if you are for my kingdom, for my word and my truth, then you ought to be happy.
不用，不要说，喂，这个事情，哦，怎么样，紧张起来，不必。
Do not get all anxious and nervous just because of these little things.
灭尽恶者的一切的火箭啊。
Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
我们才不会中计啊。
And we will not be entrapped.
十七节说要戴上救恩的头盔。
In verse 17, it says we have to take the helmet of salvation.
这个就是主耶稣的救恩。
This is salvation grace from Jesus.
我们要仰望神的怜悯。
We have to look to the mercy of the Lord.
一直到永生。
Until we reach
salvation. 绝对不能靠说哇靠自己有什么好表现可以将来得救，不可能的事情。
We cannot rely on our righteous acts or works so that we can receive salvation.
我们要仰望神的怜悯，靠基督的救恩，才能蒙神的诚意。
We have to look to the mercy of the Lord and relying on the salvation grace of Christ so that we can be righteous.
那个杀身体不杀灵魂的，就不要怕他了。
Do not fear he who can kill your body but not your soul.
因为救恩的头盔保护我们的生命。
Because the helmet of salvation is protecting our lives.
我们生命在基督里面。
Our life is in Christ.
然后拿着攻击的武器。
And then taking in our hand the sword of the Spirit.
就是圣灵的宝剑。
Which is the word of God.
就是神的道。
The sword of the spirit.
所以今天很重要。
Today is very important.
我们要把基督的道理丰富存在心里。
We have to store fully the words of God in our hearts.
圣灵呢，他要吸收的只有神的道。
What the Holy Spirit will absorb is the word of God.
所以我告诉你们，你们要听道理的时候，要听神的道。
So I tell you that whenever you listen to the sermon, you have to listen to the word of God.
那圣灵呢，他就会喜欢，他会吸收。
The Holy Spirit will delight in the Word of God and will absorb.
人的话很好听，听完了就从这边进去那边出去了。
The words from humans they are very delightful to the ears, but it will go one way.
跟大家说明这些圣经的话。
Today I'm explaining to you these words from the Bible.
我讲完了之后，这个圣经的话会在你心里。
After I finish speaking, these words from the Bible will be in your hearts.
这个才是有用处的。
Only this can you benefit?
所以我们听道理就是听了他讲很多，但是呢，圣经的话在心里，那存在心里。
So whenever we listen to the sermon, however much the sermon speaker delivers, at the end you have to store the words of God in your heart.
所以呢，有一位弟兄告诉我。
Therefore, there's one brother who told me.
他来刚刚来信的时候。
In the beginning, when he just came to believe in Christ.
刚好我在台北教会啊，每安息日下午我都在讲这个以弗所书。
Coincidentally, I was arranged to speak the book of Ephesians in the afternoon session of Sabbath services.
他几乎啊，从头到尾他都听了。
He will sit there from the beginning to the end.
听完了之后，以弗所书就在他心里。
After listening to the sermon, the book of Ephesians is in his heart.
很管用，不管是家庭的、社会的什么东西，只要这个，马上这个话一出来，迎刃而解，感谢神。
He said, this is very useful in whatever matter, in the family, in the church, in the society. Every time I meet with problems, these words will come up, and I will use it.
真的，很管用。
It's true. It is very useful.
所以我希望我们学习之后，以弗所书就在你的心里了。
I hope that after we study Ephesians, the words of the book of Ephesians
这把宝剑已经在你们的手中。
This sword of the Spirit is in your hands already.
然后呢，十八节就靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，就是应用这把宝剑。得胜一切，完成神的旨意。
And then in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, which means accomplishing the work with the sword in prayer.
这个是得胜成功的秘诀。
This is the key to all success and overcoming.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并且警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，为神的工人祈求。
Relying on the Holy Spirit, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.Be watchful and in supplication for all the saints.
这样就可以得胜有余了。
In this way, you can overcome again and again.
同时默祷。
Pray in silence.